This is Lamed Ches. Yase arba batim meor echad l'shel rosh ubayis echad l'shel yad. So when you're making it, you use one piece of leather. That's how you would cut it like this. Just so you'll have all of the four parshas will be in the shel yad like this, and the shel rosh will have four separate compartments, which will come out looking like this. So it's even though it's one piece of leather, it's divided up into four separate sections for the shel rosh. That's it. And we'll see what the Mishnah explains how we attach those four separate sections. In Kuf Ein Beis, it says Meor Echot, one piece of leather, Vechatichos or Tfurim Yachad, and then you sew them together. Mitzad in a Magen Avraham, if you, when you do this, Dechashuvos Keor Echot. According to Magen Avraham, that's still called one piece of leather if you're tying them together. It's like these stitches in here you would have connecting them. However, now we read this. V'chein cost of a tshuva chasam soifir or rachaim simin hey sheish lahakil. But you could do this by sewing him. Im haya rak devukois bedevek machmir sham. So let's say those little cow glue you have here. You have to be them in. So you have some glue that they're separate really, but you're connecting them at that point. So that's going that he's strict on that point of gluing them at the bottom together. Aval b'chaya adam mashme du hadin im heim devukos bedevek chein mashme or zerua. So two more of the orchaim or zerua, they allow the gluing. V'chein is pashet. That's how it's spread out. Ato haminhag k'minu b'minoseno. That's what they do. They use glue to attach them. Mi'makom akom lechatchil roy v'nochem lasois me'or echad mamish. Really, you should use one piece of leather for. I'll turn it this way. You should use one piece of leather for all of them. Kiyesh machmirin v'soivrim. Meaning this doesn't work, this idea about just connecting them all with the glue or with the stitching. They still have to be separate. They can't necessarily be attached. In 208, the Dirshvi says, Mikomokum Kevan Shiyesh Shiim Lo Yidbaku Klal. Right, if you're not going to attach them at all, so in most of the family, she is kalklu haribua b'meshach hazman. We're going to learn the next siman. This sif. This is it has to be perfectly square. So if you're not going to, it's going to mess up the square shape of the shell rosh. Kosbi halach lehalon she'efshar she'toyv yoyser le'adbik me'at bein bayis le'bayis b'shipuli habayis eitzel ha'titura v'ra sham eitzel nosefes lazeh. So you'll attach them a little bit down by the bottom. Of this, that's what he's talking about here. Just having a little bit of glue at the bottom to attach it there, because really, each one should be separate all the way through.
So when we're saying it's one piece of leather, you're cutting it up. You're starting with one and cutting it up, and then reattaching it. Or I'm not sure I'm understanding.
Yeah, correct. Correct. You're reattaching exactly. V'lo kamo she'osin ha'soifrim she'medabkim aydei devek, just by gluing it together. Rak shelo. Mala oisin simonim kimo choritz ba'alma. He doesn't like this idea where they just do this. They really, it's one thing. It's all one. And then they just make these little like lines at the top. Says, that's not a good idea. He doesn't like that. Maybe that's not even good b'dievid. Either way you look at it, it's going to be a problem. When he speaks out the Mishnah over here.
So when we say leather, it's each of these squares and the bases?
Yeah. The base is part of the leather. Let's go back one diagram. This is how you're cutting it. Here's like a bird's eye view of how you cut the four from one piece. You cut it all like this, and you fold them into the four separate sections. That's also why we like the gassos, as we talked about, because it's easier to manipulate the leather when it's thick like that. See, this is how you square it out, literally, right? Then you go to here, and you make the one, two, three, four, and then you poof them out, and then you have it, and it's all connected at the bottom. It's one piece of leather, or echa.
Okay, now, mimon of shach. So either way you look at it, the Mishnah speaks this out. Iman echoishvim, aide dibuk or echod. Right? If we think by using this glue, whatever it's going to turn into, or echod, imkein ein lanu ela bayis achas. Now you only have one big bayis, ubetocho dalad mechitzos to puzzle. You have four lines in the middle that's going to puzzle it up. The im ein hadevik oisa or echod, and by gluing it does not really turn it into making it into one piece of leather. So yishkan dalad batim in dalad charitzim. So now you have dalad batim with four separate sections. that diba kenifer dami, because the glue is separating each one. Im kein hatafilin gufaihu nase mishte oros psulim, and therefore it's made from two separate pieces of ore, and it becomes possible. So the emes toifu shafil ha'osin me'or echad mamish, even if you're really making it from one piece of leather, you tifi lehen prudos, you should still have them separate a little bit. Deshema hadib chibur, because maybe we're concerned this idea that the glue is going to be a problem. Vehena tefillin shahagro hay prudos, and the tefillin of the gro were separated. Ein bir halacha. So in 209 here brings an interesting, a cute little mice over here. It says like this: Kamosha calls to say for mice rav, right? This is the tefillin of the Vilna Gaon were separate. The Indian tefillin sharosh, that they had the four ones that were separate. Shetzrichin habatim lehios pituchim velo medubakim bedevek. That they're open, they're not connected. But again, you still have to keep it squared off. So that's why they have to be connected. Uvsefer shari rachman kosov sheshal es rabbeinu chaim mivoloshin. So this was the number one Talmud of the Gra, al tefillin shorosh im mutarim habatim lios devukim. Are you allowed to? Again, the Rebbe said no, but they're asking Rechaim Voloshin, the Talmud, what does he hold? Are you allowed to use this glue, this devik, to attach them? Veheishim, he responded, lo shlefi daito, according to his understanding of the issue, adarava, the opposite. Yoter tov shihiyu devukim. The best practice is to, in fact, glue them together, right? El shagro, v'shagas arie, kishahayu roim echot, shehenich tefillin shorosh im batim devukim. And they would see somebody who was wearing that tefillin shorosh with these things glued together, Amrulol, they would ask him, Madua taniach tefillin shel yad al roshcha? Why are you wearing the tefillin shel yad, meaning by sechad, on your head? Meaning they did not hold from this at all. Here in the Piskei Tshuvas, he brings Ha'ol halach lemaisa. So what comes out from all this? Ki haroitz letzeis yidei das haposkim b'tefillin mehudoros b'tachlis ahidur. You want to have the best, the spitz, the highest level of this, the tachlis ahidur. So you should be careful shalo tihye simas devet klal bein dalad habatim shel harosh. Not to place any glue in it whatsoever. He brings, like in the footnotes, he brings here from the Arizal idea as well. Vafilu lo b'miktas, even a little bit. Elihu mehudokin heite v'dal batim lelo ezras devek klal. You can combine them. You have ways of connecting it without using any glue. V'yakbid ma'od, very careful shiyu hacharitzim asuyin heite mefridim bein habatim gufum. You should have these. The cuts should not just be on the top. It should go all the way down through each of the four batim uvechol tzadei habayis, all the way down the whole sides of it. V'gam la'acher tichas halak, after you cover the glaze, stuff like that. Velo rak simone harchavitzim ba'alma al hatzav, not just like a little marking part on it at all. Omnam yeshli zar shelo yotza schar behefseido ekev chomer zush. So you should be careful that you don't end up losing out based upon this on this chomra. Shelo yis pardu habatim echa mehasheni eser al Hamida v'izkalkel tzuras haribua v'neim sil hatefilim psuos. So by doing this, you have to be careful that it's not going to end up losing the square shape. Shem chasim soifer muva. It's brought down imlo yidbeku habatim zeleze ki b'hafrodim you avir bein kol echad ve'echad afid kemoch mach sidkis einena meruba. Okay, we'll talk about that in the future shiur. That'll probably be in tomorrow. We'll get into all these diugim from the Briska Rav and from the Shevet Halevi and all the different opinions as to how precise actually how square do they have to be. That's going to be an arichas over here. Maybe we'll jump ahead a little bit, just to do a little bit though. I'm gonna read from now the Deer Shoe 2:11. It's really for tomorrow's year, but okay, we'll do it now. On the cost of Shut Igris Moshe, She ain't Sarech Limdud the clay medida shio mechave in Aurko Kirachl Mamash. You don't have to use a special tool for measuring it that it's exactly a square. El Kosha but looks to the naked eye like it's squared. Hareze kosher, it's good. V'chein b'sefer orchas Rabbeinu b'shem Chazon Ish, or the Stipler, Shlomo Zalman Orbach kosov. By one square, one by one is going to have one end, two fists in the diagonal across. He's messing a little bit. Okay, it's not precisely that. One out of 50 over here, Shapir Dami, it's still fine. Chain Kosav Tshuvas and Hagos, that's Rav Sternbach, okay, B'Shem Agrad, B'Haran, V'Chain Horich B'Shud Yad Eliyahu, Migamorazu, Shid B'Dieved, Ein Lahakbit Al Ribua, Sheinu Lagamri Meduyak. Okay, nobody's so Machbit on this, Me'idach B'Shud Or Letzion, Kosav Shein Raya She'esh Lahakil B'Nyanenu. From that, you can't bring a Raya over here to be Makil on the squareness of the Tefillin. Lefika Chish Lahakbit, She'a Ribua B'Tzimtzum Ad Kamashe. You have to be as precise as possible. Ella, she'ein tzarech limdod zoiks b'chli medida. Again, there is a tool that the sofer used to measure it to make sure it's right, but you don't have to necessarily do so. B'shut shevet halevi, kosev she'im ha-sitya shel ha-rubiya hi pochus mi-millimeter. Yesh lahakyo b'dievet. Okay, that's the measurements. B'shem griz mi-brisk. Kosvu, they bring down Shahaya Medaktik, Limdod Bechli Medida, Shahaya Mechavin, Haribio Bediktuk. He would do this. He would actually measure to make sure it's precisely square. Achen Kosvu Beshut Igris Moshe, Sheyetochin, Shlo Osakain, El Mechashash, Shema, His Atzlu Oise Habatim. He didn't do this because it was required by the letter of the law. The Briskerov did this because they shouldn't become lazy in how they're making it. They should know it's going to be checked out to see if lying. The doctor fi yecholzam to make sure it's as precise as possible. The hosif and he adds on she ein shumayl letefillin she nimseu merubaos al yedei kli medida. There's no mile of doing this with a technical measuring. Okay, va'af im hatitura va'habayis merubaim kol echa b'fnei atzmo, that the bias and the titura, the part that goes underneath it, is there, but ela shehabayis eina oime b'shove al hatitura ribua k'neged ribua, meaning it's square, but it's not lined up perfectly with it, that is a problem. Hayin shi ribua habayis eina oime k'neged ribua hatitura, they both are square, but they're not squared with each other. So kosov eimik bracha b'shem chazonish shepasol. So that's a problem. Shetzorech edavke ribua k'neged ribua bediktuk. That has to be lined up correctly. Okay, a little coming attractions. We'll discuss this more in Mitzvah Shem in tomorrow's shiur.